St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Father Christopher Wetzel on June 16, 2019, the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15, proclaimed by Deacon Charles McNeil.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Imagine what it must be like to be born blind, to never know what it's like to see. Other people speak of the beauty of sunsets and of the Mona Lisa and other works of art, but you can't even begin to imagine what they look like. Indeed, the whole idea of an image is vague at best. Imagine never knowing what others mean when they speak of sky blue, or shadows, or sparkling like a diamond. Imagine never knowing what you look like, what others see when they look at you. What would happen if suddenly one day your eyes were opened and you could see color, light, shadow? All makes sense now. You can see what is going on. You can look at a mirror and see your own face and the faces of those who love you. The revelation of God as a trinity of persons is like this light flooding in and pouring into our eyes for the first time. At last, we see beauty itself. We know true light. We see in whose image we are made. And we see the face of the God who loves us. At Easter, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, by which we have the forgiveness of sins, because Jesus, as the Son of God, the Son of the Father, is a divine person, and so is able to rise from the dead and to merit the forgiveness of our sins. Last week, we celebrated the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and the Spirit is also a divine person. For who else but a divine person could guide us into all truth, as Jesus says in the Gospel, or as St. Paul says, who could pour the love of God into our hearts. And so we come today to this great feast, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We celebrate the great revelation that the one God is nevertheless three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so the psalmist is right to ask of God, "What is man that you should be mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you should care for him? You have made him little less than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor." We have been crowned with glory and honor because despite our cosmic insignificance, despite our sin, despite our confusion and our inability to understand the infinite, God has declared to us the highest and deepest truth there is, a truth that we could learn in no other way than by direct revelation, that the one God is a trinity of persons. This is the most important thing that God has ever said to us. So we should attempt to understand and to ponder it, even if we will never fully understand this mystery. As St. Paul says, "Now we see dimly as in a mirror, but then in heaven we shall see face to face." Now that our eyes are opened, what do we see? What is poured forth into us? First, we see and are filled with wisdom itself, the wisdom of God. The Logos, the Word of God, Jesus, is a person intimately involved in creation. In the first reading, wisdom says, "When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, I was his delight day after day." Playing on the surface of the earth, and I found delight in the human race. How amazing is this, that God, in creating, is playful, and that he delights in us, the human race, despite all of our faults and failures. This same wisdom dwells within us because of our baptisms, and so we too delight in what God has made. Moreover, this wisdom is the very intimate and full knowledge of the Father. As wisdom himself tells Philip at the Last Supper, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" And so Jesus prays for us, his disciples, to the Father, that they all might be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that we too might share in this mutual indwelling of the Father and the Son and the Son and the Father. Second, we see and are filled with the love of God poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, as St. Paul writes in his letter. The love of God, the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, is also a person intimately involved in creation. Remember how creation begins in the book of Genesis. The earth was out without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. How amazing is this, that God's love is creative. In fact, this is one way to understand the Trinity itself. God knows himself fully and truly, and loves himself because he is good, fully and truly. And this perfect knowledge of himself, this wisdom itself, so perfect that it is a person proceeding from God as a son proceeds from a father, or as a word proceeds from the speaker. And of course, the Father knows and loves his Son and shares with him all that he is. And likewise, the Son knows and loves his Father. And their mutual love is so perfect that it too is a person who proceeds from both of them, the Holy Spirit, through whom this very love is poured into our hearts. Third, we see and are filled with unity. Jesus speaks of something mysterious in the gospel today. He says that there's something that the Holy Spirit will take from him and declare to us. And he says, everything that the Father has is mine. What is this mysterious thing that the Spirit will take from Jesus and declare to us? Well, St. Didymus the Blind, an early church father, in commenting and reflecting upon this passage, concludes that this mysterious thing is the one substance of God, the unity of being of the three divine persons. The Holy Spirit receives from the Son what belongs to his very nature. There are not two separate substances or two separate things implied here, one giving and the other receiving. No. The Son is nothing but what he has received from his Father. And so all three persons are one in the same substance. The Holy Spirit has from the Son, and what is the Son's, that is, he says, is mine from the Father, is that unity of their being. They are not three different things, but one. So there is no separation between the wisdom and the love of God. And so we see and are filled with the wisdom of God, with the love of God, and with the oneness of God, which are poured into us at our baptism. But a person who shuts their eyes and does not look on what is set before them is blind in a certain way. Today's great celebration of the Trinity invites us to open our eyes to see the beauty that God has set before us in this great revelation of who he is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today we know and understand that wisdom of God is at work in us. The love of God is at work in us. And that as persons, we have our identity, not from disparate memories, different parts of our past experience, not even from our current thoughts on things or from our current desires either. But all of these are gathered into a oneness that we receive from God himself. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, to God who is, and who was, and who is to come. Amen.